month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery area, helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market update for the new year. First, it was a great year for us at the Goodson Group, and I want to thank our clients for making that possible. Second, the updated market report is out, and here it is. MLS tells us that there were over 6,700 sales in 2019. The average selling price for a home last year was $175,000. Houses in the River region sold faster last year than in previous years. Over 50% of the homes sold in the first 60 days. First-time homebuyers were the number one source of home sales for us and MLS as a whole. 40% of sales were to people who had never owned a home in the past. For a detailed report, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The Goodson Group, 551-0225.
Valentine's Day comes a little early this year, thanks to the VA and Earnest Financial. It's Valentine's for Veterans, Friday, February 7th at 7 p.m. Come out to the VA building in Tuskegee, trip the Light Fantastic to the sounds of Fat Daddy, and get a special gift from Elvis. For ticket information, call 334-272-4748. Ask for Earl Hawkins. And remember, for veterans, family, and friends of veterans, admission is absolutely free. It's Valentine's for Veterans, Friday, February 7th at 7 p.m. at the VA building in Tuskegee, 2400 Hospital Road. Come see Elvis and dance the night away with Fat Daddy. For ticket information, call 334-272-4748. Ask for Earl Hawkins. And remember, for veterans, family, and friends of veterans, admission is absolutely free. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial LLC.
Goodbye, overpriced coffee shop card. Toodaloo, clothing store card I got for that one-time discount on the perfect little black dress. Adios, high-interest card I should not have opened. Farewell, hardware store card. See you
later. Say goodbye to high-interest credit cards, multiple bill payments, and a wallet full of debt. And say hello to one simple payment with 0% balance transfer to a Guardian Credit Union Visa card. Think local, think Guardian. Call us or apply online today at myguardiancu.com.
The biggest threat to law enforcement isn't criminals. It's drivers who fail to move over. If you see flashing lights on the roadside, safely move over. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by Aldot Alia, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I think you're going to like a lot of what you're going to hear about the rest of the weekend forecast. For tonight, kind of chilly, partly cloudy, overnight low temperature down to about 36. Tomorrow, Super Bowl Sunday, beautiful weather, high temperatures mid to upper 60s, sunshine, great day. We'll be near 70 on Monday as we start the new week, dry, then scattered showers returning Monday night, then periods of rain and thunderstorms Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. You're listening to Clearing the Air on News Talk 93.1 WACB. Folks, please hold your calls to the second hour, please. We got 4 hours. First two, I got a lot of stuff to get through. As a matter of fact, right now I want to play you something from Amazing Polly, and this is entitled They Hate Us. Listen to this.
If I can get the mouse to work.
Okay, warning. This is the most black-pilled video I'm ever going to present. Like, negative. Totally dystopian view of the future and what is really happening and what is going on. In the background, while they distract everybody with impeachment dramas, Kobe Bryant and other celebrities dying or performing at the Grammys or whatever absolute BS they're presenting, this is what's happening in the background at places like Davos and in the big, big money investment arenas. And this is just a high-level view. There's there's tons of spokes on this wheel that I'm not going to get into. And I encourage you while you're listening to imagine things like vaccines and why they're so insistent that the entire world needs to be vaccinated. For just one example, while I'm talking, let your imagination go to the changes you see around you. Why are they making all televisions switch to digital signals? I mean, they did that more than 10 years ago. Why are they trying to replace normal incandescent bulbs with LED bulbs and actually Wi-Fi controlled lights? Why are they doing this? All of it plays into what I'm talking to you about today. So does the trans thing, because that's a way of getting us to divorce ourselves from biology. A lot of things play into what I'm going to talk to you about today, and basically the shape of it is this. We're looking at a future that combines communism with fascism. And you see all these lines? I don't know if they'll show up on your TV. This interconnectedness, if you notice, they're using this symbol everywhere, dots connected by lines. They use it as a graphic to show how the brain works. They also use it as a graphic to show how 5G will work. 5G, the technology, the next generation internet. There's a reason that they use those two graphics for those two things, the brain and 5G. And that's because they are trying to make the entire globe and all the people in it be nodes on their new internet so that we may all function like one brain. This is not an exaggeration. The only question in my mind about where we're going is whether or not we actually have the technology to pull it off. I have no question in my mind that this is where the elite of the elite want us to go. Because just imagine, just imagine this entire new paradigm where people aren't really people. They're just part of the Internet of Things. And if you can be one of the programmers of the Internet of Things, you will be like a god. And the race is on. Their new world, their fourth industrial revolution, that's what this is all about. The fourth industrial revolution combines this thing called modern monetary theory with the circular economy, the Internet of Things, blockchain, intellectual property, genetic engineering, and finally, augmented and virtual reality. And here's the key takeaways for each of these things. In modern monetary theory, it means that if governments need money, they just input more money, quote unquote, into the computer account. Money will become meaningless in modern monetary theory. Circular economy means that private ownership is completely abolished. You won't own anything. Ever. It's all leased. The Internet of Things literally means that each piece and component of each thing out there in the world, including living things, will be tracked and controlled digitally. The blockchain is the method by which they will implement this, and that's why they need 5G technology or higher. It will also offer us a replacement for hard currency and have digital currency as the only option. Genetic engineering is reconstructing, rebuilding parts of our DNA, which will enable them to connect people to the Internet of Things. And then consider this. If you modify yourself or agree to genetic modification or implants, then who owns you? Does the owner of the intellectual property own you or part of you, possibly? And finally, if this all sounds too nightmarish to even believe, you think people will not put up with this, that we will not even be able to mentally cope with this reality. It doesn't matter. They've got that covered because we're all going to live in virtual reality or augmented reality. We will buy and sell virtual things. We will exist in a sphere that is no longer 3D. In fact, all of this stuff reduces us from 3D to a 2D reality. It's very, very much like the Matrix, the movie The Matrix, where human beings are immobile. They don't need to move. They're plugged in to the internet constantly. And it's so real to them in their minds that they don't even know their bodies are still. They believe they're moving. They believe they're living a life, but they're really not. They're really not even living a life at all. It's all constructed with a computer simulation. It sounds crazy, but let me present my case. The first thing we're going to look at is this. The Smart Prosperity Institute, this is from January 2018, and it goes to the circular economy. Here's their policy brief. They say, one example of this strategy is the leasing model. They say it's similar to the concept of leasing photocopiers or home heat water heaters, with the asset owned by a third party who manages all repairs, servicing, and replacement. You can look on YouTube, just Google circular economy, light bulbs, or light. And they explain how in the future, we will rent our light from a light company. And we don't have to think about it ever again. We don't own the light bulbs in our house. Before they burn out, someone will come along without us even having to contact them, and they'll replace the bulbs. In fact, we don't even have to want them to do that. They own the bulbs, so they'll come whenever they want. They'll come whenever they want. So apply that to every appliance in your home, all the way down to your clothing and your food. This is real. This is happening. There's companies out there trying to be the dominant company on tracing every part of every item. So if you have clothing that's 60% cotton and 40% rayon, I'm not joking. There's companies out there that will track the rayon and the cotton in your garment. This is the Internet of Things. This is the circular economy. You don't own anything. Here's Kate Raworth, who is one of the leading proponents of the circular economy. And look what she has to say about why this moment in history is so presents so many great opportunities to implement the circular economy. She says, we've got unprecedented opportunities for making it happen because 20th century centralized technologies concentrated wealth, knowledge, and power in few hands. We've got it so centralized now, this is the perfect time for us to use all of our power and wealth and foist the circular economy onto people. And what she means by the circular economy is that we will find ways to turn the waste from one urban process into food for the next. So you take, look, it even says biological materials, regenerate them. Regenerate biological materials. And
that's scary when she says that. You know what she's talking about? She's talking about human feces. She's talking about all the crap that we put in our garbage disposal. They're going to figure out a way to make that, to feed other people in other places with it. That way they don't have a clue what they're eating. At least that's the way I see it. Anyway, we got to hit a break. We'll finish this or play more of this when we get back. It's pretty substantial, but It's very important that you listen to this.
Great Clips is having a great grand opening because at Great Clips, it's going to be great. And that means everything. Your haircut, the price, even their grand openings. So come to the new Great Clips located at 7747 East Chase Parkway in front of Best Buy. In celebration of their grand opening, they're offering $6.99 haircuts for a limited time. Help celebrate by stopping in today for a $6.99 haircut at Great Clips East Chase in front of Best Buy. Great Clips, it's gonna be great.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Sam, and you know, for years, close to 40 years now, Woodham's Southside Firestone has been servicing my car. It doesn't matter what happens to them, Woodham's Southside Firestone just does it right the first time. Whether it's tires, they have a great selection of Firestone tires and all kinds of tires, all brand names. Whether it's an oil change, check the fluids, the wiper blades, anything from the bottom of the tires to the top of the roof, Woodham Southside Firestone has you covered, and I can't think of a better place to go in 2020 than at Woodham Southside Firestone. By the way, they're going to be giving their employees off on Saturdays, so they'll be closed on Saturdays, but you know what? They need time with their families, too. Woodham Southside Firestone. They're located 1/2 mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway. Woodham Southside Firestone. You can count on them every time. Woodham Southside Firestone. Use them today. You'll be glad you did.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Welcome back to Clearing the Air. We're going to do some more Miss Polly. Listen to what she's saying, folks. She's pretty up to speed.
If you haven't caught it, they are, Seattle, I think, has started the first human body compost facility. So you can get compost, and it's made of dead humans. Doesn't sound like a great idea. Sounds very demonic as well. Sounds like it has no respect for life. Talk about your regenerating biological materials. Here's another guy talking about the circular economy, Olivier Scalabre. He's French. He talks about the productivity decline from the 1960s to 2010. There's been a productivity decline. Although, if you look at the U.S. line, it's fairly normal. Normal ups and downs. But what he's talking about is he's using the fact that there's been a war on manufacturing. You know, everything's gone from the traditional manufacturing companies over to China and Bangladesh and all these third world countries where the oligarchs can exploit labor. So now they're using that against us to try and prove that productivity is on the decline in Western countries. And what they want is for you to think, oh no, what'll everyone do for work? We have to change the way we think about productivity. So they want us to stop thinking about making things, and they want us to start thinking about AI and virtual technology and all of these 2D space things. You see, I told you, it's going from a 3D life to a 2D life. This man, Oliver Olivier, he says, this is his sales pitch. Imagine a world where you can buy the exact products you want, with the functionalities you need, with the design you want, with the same cost and lead time as a product that's been mass produced. Because in his fantasy world, we dream something up and we can order it online and these 3D printers will make it on demand and this will be a lot less wasteful, he thinks, for all of us. I mean, can you just imagine? You ever tried to custom order anything? Doesn't work out very well and you have to wait forever. And by the way, they still have to ship it. They still have to use all of the materials that you want. How is this saving anything? It's not saving the environment. It's just putting people out of work and removing their choices for them. In his video, he says, this all depends on advanced robots, augmented reality, big data analytics, the industrial internet of things, simulation, and cloud and cybersecurity, as well as this additive manufacturing, which I don't understand. But those are all 2D space jobs. None of those are 3D space jobs. So a lot of people are going to end up being out of work if this circular economy goes forward. Let's move on to modern monetary theory. What is it? It's a once fringe school of economic thought that's suddenly of the moment, according to this Bloomberg article. Modern monetary theory proposes that a country with its own currency, such as the U.S., doesn't have to worry about accumulating too much debt because it can always print more money to pay interest. They're free to print however much they need. Does it feel like we're in kindergarten? It does to me. When you were a kid, see, maybe I was a weirdo, but I used to see poor people. I used to think about poverty, and I said, why can't they just print more money? They're in charge of the printing press, right? And those people need money. Just print it and give it to them. You know, that was when I was 5 or 6 years old. These are grown adults, and they are saying the same thing. So that's modern monetary theory. Modern monetary theorists, and there's a lot of them, and it's gaining in popularity. I argue that even central banks are pushing us in this direction. Modern monetary theory is that we just print as much money as we need whenever we need it. And if we want to get rid of it because it's causing inflation, we just raise taxes. They're being very tricky about it too. What they're saying is the current monetary system based on debt is a joke and we need to blow it up. And you know what? They're not wrong. They're not wrong about that. And so their solution seems like, oh, yeah, you're right. Don't fall for it. Okay, ding, ding. We've done these two now. What are we going to look at next? Do you know what the Internet of Things is? Every piece of equipment and even just materials like roadways, doors, windows, heating systems, lights, and living beings, food, and they're already doing this in China, will be connected to the internet. So remember that and then think about this technology, optogenetics. What is optogenetics and how can we use it to discover more about the brain? Bear with me as I read this to you. Optogenetics is a method for controlling a neuron's activity using light and genetic engineering. Genetic engineering is a process where scientists change the information in the genetic code of a living thing. In optogenetic studies, scientists take the genetic code of the neurons they want to study and they add a new piece of code into it. The new code allows these neurons to make special proteins called opsins, which respond to light. Opsins occur naturally and were first discovered in algae, which use these proteins to help them move toward the light. But how does the opsin get into the neuron? Well, this requires some specialized laboratory techniques. They talk about using a mouse as an example. And to get the opsin into the neuron of a mouse, the genetic code for the opsin is carefully inserted into the genetic code for the neuron in the mouse. If this is done correctly, now every neuron in the mouse should have the opsin. Because we understand a lot about the genetic code of the mouse, we can choose where to put the opsin. We can insert the code into a specific type of neuron or into a specific location in the brain. We can choose exactly which neurons we want to control. Okay, you got that? And I've researched this. You can get those opsins into the neurons in the brain on the back of a virus, and they can even use a common virus such as the one that causes the common cold. It's that easy to do it. Now look at this article. This is from August 2019. Scientists can now manipulate brain cells using smartphone. A team of scientists in Korea and the United States have invented a device that can control neural circuits using a tiny brain implant controlled by a smartphone. And then it's wireless. Controlled with an elegant and simple user face on a smartphone, neuroscientists can easily trigger any specific combination or precise sequencing of light and drug deliveries in any implanted target animal without need to be physically inside the laboratory. This is nanoscale engineering. Will that combine with the Internet of Things and the blockchain to make us a part of this circular economy, I wonder? You might say, no way will people get implants. Well, have you heard of CRISPR? There's people doing this willingly. Let me show you a clip from a show that was produced a year ago.
He's got a scientific background with a PhD in biophysics, and he spent 2 years as a research fellow at NASA. But he left to start a company called The Odin. He sells kits to help anyone modify organisms for as cheap as $30. That's because he wants genetic engineering to be decentralized in the hands and homes of everyone.
I think everybody's worried about the risks of genetic engineering and how it's going to hurt people. And nobody's worried about the risks of what's going to happen if we don't allow people to do genetic engineering.
It's a provocative idea. It's also dangerous. And it's becoming possible because of CRISPR, a gene editing technology that can find and cut a sequence of DNA in a cell and replace it with another. A few years ago, George Church, a pioneer of CRISPR, signed on as an advisor to the Odin. But even he's acknowledged the risks inherent in DIY genetic engineering. Leading researchers say the technology is still too new to use on humans without potentially harmful consequences.
People will order these kits online, and they will inject themselves with things. Do they know for sure what they're injecting into themselves? More than that, who owns the technology? And now that technology is inside their bodies. So what does that mean? This is where we get into intellectual property. If you get your baby genetically modified somehow, or let's say you have diabetes and you want to get an implant so that you can control your blood sugar with your smartphone. This is something that is already available, by the way. I wonder, especially in the circular economy where you don't own anything anymore, I wonder what level of control the company that gave you that technology has over your body. I wonder. By the way, CRISPR, the technology that that freak guy uses and sells kits for, it's co-sponsored. A partner in that is George Church. George Church is one of the scientists that got money with and hung out with Jeffrey Epstein.
I think on that, we'll take a break. Back in 5 minutes. Bum, bum, bum.
Mr. Sandman. Okay, folks, the new year is here, and I have to close out a great selection of really nice mattresses. The factories are discontinuing many of my most popular models, and I have to liquidate much of my huge inventory fast. Serta, Jameson, Sutherland, and other floor samples in fresh inventory are reduced. Twins, twin longs, fulls, queens, and kings are in stock, as well as beds, headboards, and adjustable bases. We sell frames and all-size foundations to replace those old squeaky ones in your child's room. All my diamond mattress floor samples must be replaced so you can save hundreds. I have many one-of-a-kind king mattresses to liquidate. Serta's from $319, a Jameson latex mat for $599, thick pillow tops from $449 while supplies last. Mr. Sandman has been voted the area's favorite mattress store for 20 years because we have great mattresses, always discounted, and more choices in stock. We have two locations on the Atlanta Highway with different selections, so shop both sides open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available. It's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I think you're going to like a lot of what you're going to hear about the rest of the weekend forecast. For tonight, kind of chilly, partly cloudy, overnight low temperature down to about 36. Tomorrow, Super Bowl Sunday, beautiful weather, high temperatures mid to upper 60s, sunshine, great day. We'll be near 70 on Monday as we start the new week, dry, then scattered showers returning Monday night, then periods of rain and thunderstorms Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Hi, welcome back. We're playing Amazing Polly.
These two are at the same level, really. in terms of their respect for humans. Jeffrey Epstein sexually abused who knows how many women, young women, children technically, and trafficked them to his friends. And George Church has so little respect for humans that he sells kits to genetically engineer things which have unforeseeable implications for the human race. I mean, it doesn't have to be just a body mod. You can use CRISPR to genetically engineer viruses and other things. So George Church also has no respect for humanity and human life, in my opinion. It's no wonder that he hung around with Jeffrey Epstein and took his money repeatedly. And you know who facilitated all these relationships, by the way, is this guy, John Brockman from Edge.org. Nobody is looking at John Brockman. So I still owe you guys a video about him, and I will do that as soon as I can. Here's Harvard University, a place that Jeffrey Epstein gave a lot of money to, by the way, looking at the patent landscape of genetically modified organisms. Right, it's something to be concerned about. And here's Foreign Affairs talking about who owns MERS, which is a virus, which is a coronavirus. And we come to find out, of course, that the coronaviruses are all owned and patented, and a lot of people already knew that, but to some people that's coming as quite a surprise. Well, let me surprise you further. All of these genetically, as soon as they genetically modify an organism, living or dead, they can patent it. And another surprise is, as soon as they genetically modify a food product or an ingredient inside a food product, it means it's not really within the FDA's purview, and they don't really need to get it tested for safety, for consumption. These maniacs are exploiting every loophole, and it's always about undermining safety and security of human beings. Okay, this brings us to an important part, an important ingredient in this recipe, this anti-human recipe, and that's the tracking mechanism, which is blockchain. Through the blockchain, which they sell as this wonderful libertarian decentralized idea, they can use the computing power of multiple computers to track every component of everything on Earth. And they say, well, it'll be completely transparent. This way, everybody can see everything that's going on because it'll be on this blockchain, which is totally secure. And because it's spread across multiple computers, no one person has control of it. This is their utopian sales pitch for this thing. But the thing about blockchain is that it requires an enormous amount of energy to work. And which country currently hosts the most crypto servers, for example? It's China. And China is never held to account regarding the climate crisis or green tech, is it? Think about Greta Thunberg or whatever her name is. How dare you? Does she ever ask China to participate in this sustainable economy? I mean, the circular economy is otherwise known as sustainable development. Does Greta ever berate China about it? She doesn't. Considering that they are really pushing Western countries to get off of fossil fuels, and hopefully that doesn't actually come to fruition, but here in Canada, they are demonstrating exactly how they will cut off our access to our own natural resources through bureaucracy. What would produce the energy needed to power this energy hog blockchain thing? Remember that in the circular economy, a lot of jobs will be lost. Robots will do everything in consult with the Internet of Things. In MMT, Modern Monetary Theory, they say they don't need a backing for the value of money. That's what they say. But I argue there is a backing for the value of money in that system. And the backing is human energy. Each person, will be evaluated for how much energy they can contribute to the circular economy. And that is our whole worth. They will give us an income, which will be energy credits, basically, based on how much energy we put back into the system. You see, and in that way, in their nutso minds, everything will be in perfect balance. If I, Polly, do X amount of work in a day that benefits the system, I, Polly, will be rewarded with the same amount of credits back, which I can spend into the system by eating food or heating my home or traveling from point A to point B. It's impossible to get ahead in such a system. But that's what they want. Complete socialism. Everybody exactly the same. Everybody only rewarded. What's that phrase that socialists use or communists use? From each according to his ability, to each according to his need, or something like that. I mean, this is that system brought to life. But they couldn't do it in the 3D world. They're doing it in the 2D world. And if you see, this is a scene from a show called Black Mirror. The episode name is 15 Million Merits. It is so depressing. But I think it's very close to the world they envision. You notice they're all sitting here pedaling stationary bikes. That's to earn their energy credits. And they're watching stupid video game / shows, of which they have very limited choice on those screens there. And what they spend their energy credits on are the food out of the vending machines, which they comment is grown in a lab. And they also spend it on turning off commercials, because they'll bombard them with commercials on their screens, and they spend energy credits to not have to be subject to the commercials, because the commercials are full of sex and degeneracy, like, you know, pornography, etc. This whole system was envisioned ages ago. Look, technocracy. Patrick Wood is one of the leading experts on technocracy right now, if you want to learn more about it. The technocrat no-money society uses energy credits. And here's energy accounting, according to technocracy. The term energy accounting refers to a system of resource allocation proposed by technocracy, with the sum total of all energy needed to produce the goods known. It is then possible to allocate an equal share of the production capacity to each citizen. They say they would give paper certificates, but this is a long time ago. It says in a more modern system, the certificates could be replaced by a computer accounting system where each person's allocation is referred to as energy credits. Yes, well, what would be more perfect for doing that than cryptocurrency backed by your own energy put onto the blockchain, where they could perfectly track your energy output and your energy input, so to speak?
Wow. All right, let's hit this quick break. We'll be right back in 3 short minutes.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month, with no data caps and our 2-year price lock guarantee. These are savings you can count on. Learn more at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement, auto pay and paperless billing, equipment, taxes, and fees extra, subject to change. Restrictions apply.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower.
shower without getting an Arctic blast of cold water? Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hey, slow down, buddy. This ain't Talladega. And that race car driver's number on your back window, you ain't him. Truth is, just 10 miles over the speed limit and your chances of killing someone are four times higher. So forget the number on your window and memorize the one on that orange prison jumpsuit. Stop speeding before speeding stops you.
Drive safe, Alabama. A message from your Alabama Department of Transportation.
Welcome back to Clearing the Air. We're in the middle of playing a Miss Polly. She is a truther from Canada, and she's pretty good. She's laying out exactly what's going on, what they're doing, where we're headed. And if we don't stop it, folks, if you've got children or grandchildren, oh, man, I'm glad I don't. I'll put it that way.
On the Internet of Things, the energy accounting system looks very much like the dreamed of sustainable development accounting system, accounting for sustainable development. They are very, very careful in this document to avoid using the word energy. It's fascinating because they are obsessed with energy, right? Fossil fuels versus green energy, all of this, but they go out of their way not to use the word energy in this document. So we have to read between the lines a little bit. Biophysical accounts of natural capital, they say. Biophysical natural capital accounts measure sustainability by evaluating to what extent humanity's demands on the biosphere in terms of renewable and non-renewable resource consumption and waste production exceed nature's capacity to renew itself. They are derived from material accounts and the biological productivity literature and assess for any given activity, the biological productive area required to produce the resources and to absorb the waste of that activity using prevailing technology. Such biophysical accounts, therefore, provide a measure of strong sustainability. What an impenetrable wall of bureaucratic language, which is seeking to avoid being easily understood by the common person. You have to really wade through that to understand that it is exactly the same thing as what technocracy proposes with its energy accounting. You see how they say, evaluate to what extent the demands on the biosphere exceed nature's capacity to renew itself. They say, they assess the biologically productive area required to produce and absorb the waste. So it's exactly energy credits. You just have to understand they didn't want to look like they were saying it the same way as the technocrats, because everybody recognized technocracy for what it was, which was an insane control freak cult. Anyway, let's continue.
I have a note here. I'm sure people look at this and they say, no way will we ever let this happen. Well, they've already thought of the way to ease you into that, and that is through virtual and augmented reality. 2019, the year virtual reality gets real. As I look to the future and the arrival of 5G, my hopes for virtual reality become even brighter. Some of virtual reality's outstanding obstacles to growth will be overcome. The low latency, super fast speeds, and stable connections that 5G brings will herald a new era of virtual reality. Experiences will be more accessible, more reliable, and ultimately more immersive. Here's an example of a virtual reality world that already exists and many of you may have heard of. Second Life. This is a totally immersive world where you can have your own business, your own family, your own home. You can design your own clothes. You can make friends. You can earn money. People lose their whole real lives to Second Life. I recommend you Google it. Look it up on YouTube, too, and see testimonials from people. It's really scary. And you see, this is their landing page. This is their website, Second Life's current website. I'm going to draw you to their symbols. Look at this, the all-seeing eye. And look at the degeneracy, I'm sorry, but it is, of this image. What is this supposed to say? A youngish white rabbit cat woman with her breasts partially exposed, lying prone. Is she dead? Is she exhausted? What has just happened in this room? And it's a cartoon, notice that. Remove us from our humanity one step at a time. And again, eliminate the 3D world and replace it with a 2D world. Of transhuman. That's not even a girl, that is a girl cat rabbit. It's not wholesome. The virtual reality world will be constructed completely by them. And it will very closely resemble how you would move through the real 3D world because they will have constant real-time inputs from this, the Internet of Things. Here's another article. New virtual world, Sansar is ready to pick up where Second Life left off. They talk about a real estate millionaire named Anshe Chung. What caught the attention of the world, however, is Anshe Chung wasn't a real person. She was an online avatar. And the properties she sold were computer-generated images rendered in the virtual world, Second Life. It was the first time someone had generated such staggering real-world wealth by selling digital stuff in a virtual space. Following the article's publication, Second Life's popularity exploded. The platform represented all that our future lives inside virtual worlds could be. Transhuman. Not 3D humans anymore. Avatars connected to a worldwide brain on the Internet of Things. That's the technocratic future. You know, Davos gets a lot of attention now. Well, it's a World Economic Forum baby. It's where they get all the billionaires together. And there's fewer and fewer of them. If you remember, Ellen Raworth talking about the unprecedented opportunity for making this all happen because they've centralized and concentrated wealth, knowledge, and power in few hands. Well, those few hands meet at Davos, whatever you want to call it. It's a World Economic Forum project, meeting place. It's where they all convince each other that this world is the world they should build. It's where they all rub their hands together with how much money and control they're going to get when they treat us all like virtual game pieces. Scratch virtual. We will be literal game pieces. All through this technology. If you think I am exaggerating, let me play for you. It's probably a minute long, if that. Outtakes from the World Economic Forum's own video on the Fourth Industrial Revolution. In this mini documentary they've made, they interview several proponents of the Fourth Industrial Revolution. I will link to the whole video in the description box, but what I'm going to show you is just the parts spoken by one woman. I'm going to link them all together for you here. Listen to what she's saying.
The very idea of human being some sort of natural concept is really going to change.
Our bodies will be so high-tech, we won't be able to really distinguish between what's natural and what's artificial.
With the ability to visualize brain activity, for example, through a simple consumer-based EEG device, it gives us access to ourselves in ways that we've never before thought possible. It unlocks the black box that is the brain and enables us to really, truly be able to realize an identity that is aspirational. One of the things that I think is so essential to free and open societies is freedom of thought. And up until now, the conversation we've been having is around freedom of speech. Once we can access people's thoughts and access people's emotions, we have to create a space that enables people to think freely, to think divergent thoughts, to think creative thoughts.
She said to you, she told you what the World Economic Forum thinks of humans. In that first sentence, when she said, the very idea of human beings being some sort of natural concept is going to have to change.
Yeah. You see, folks, everything of God has to be destroyed because all of this is coming from the demonic realm. All of this is coming from the one who runs this planet. All of this is coming from Satan. Formerly known as Lucifer, whatever you choose to call him. You know, a lot of people believe that who we refer to as formerly known as Lucifer is Satan and Lucifer, two different people. I don't know. Two different beings. I don't know. I just know this is his realm. This is the realm of the evil one, which explains so much when you think about it. But this is all being changed to get rid of everything that's of God. Everything God has created, they want to, I call, transmogrify, destroy. Every vestige of God they want to eliminate from this planet. That's kind of where we're headed, folks. That's where we're headed. Everything she said is absolutely true. Things what she didn't mention was self-replicating nanobots. She didn't mention nanotechnology. She mentioned blockchain, a lot of other stuff that I'm not really up to speed on blockchain. I think Postman's probably more up to speed on that than I am. But self-replicating nanobots, with everything I'm going through, you should see the things that I'm finding in my microscopic images. The lights, blinking lights, different colored lights, all this weird synthetic things that are being put into biological organisms. It's not supposed to be that way. And yet, here we go. The frog, a picture of the frog, or the sprog, I called it, the frog with the spider legs. That ain't natural. They're trying to get rid of everything that's normally, well, that's normal. What we would all, someone my age would consider normal. That's what they're doing, folks. Postman, comments? Jason, comments?
They turned the frickin' sprogs gay.
There you go. Postman?